Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. House committees are continuing their impeachment inquiry today into a whistleblower's complaint. This centers on President Trump's controversial phone call to Ukraine's president, urging the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. NPR's Tim Mack reports an intelligence community official has arrived on Capitol Hill.
There is a sense of urgency in the House's investigation. It was just over 1 week ago that a whistleblower complaint was released to the public, triggering an impeachment inquiry. This morning, they're scheduled to be meeting again with Michael Atkinson. He's the Intelligence Community Inspector General who judged the whistleblower's complaint as credible. Given the sensitivity of the matter, the hearing will be held behind closed doors. Democrats and Republicans will want to know who he talked to in order to make that determination of credibility. And they'll want more details about the events that led up to the call between the president and the leader of Ukraine. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court will take a case involving a Louisiana law governing abortion. It requires that clinic doctors performing abortions have hospital admitting privileges. The court struck down the exact same law 3 years ago, but the court's makeup is different now. Justice Brett Kavanaugh has succeeded Justice Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy voted to strike down the law. The Justice Department is asking Facebook to delay plans to fully encrypt its messaging services, citing public safety concerns. NPR Shannon Bond reports the request clashes with the social network's plans to strengthen privacy for its 2 billion users.
Earlier this year, Facebook promised to roll out end-to-end encryption for all messages on its Messenger app, Instagram, and WhatsApp. That means only the sender and recipient can see the contents of their messages. But Attorney General William Barr says he wants the company to create a back door in its systems to let the government read some of those messages. He says that will help fight terrorism, child exploitation, and other crimes. In a letter to CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Barr says, quote, "Security enhancements to the virtual world should not make us more vulnerable in the physical world." Facebook says any backdoor would undermine its users' privacy and security. The letter is also signed by top government officials in the United Kingdom and Australia. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
The Labor Department says job gains slowed down in September. Steve Beckner reports that this is casting doubt on the pace of the overall U.S. economy.
Non-farm payrolls grew, but by a less than expected 136,000, and wage gains slowed to a 2.9% annual pace. Coupled with other recent signs of softness, economists think GDP growth has slowed to less than 2%. That could lead the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates further.
Steve Beckner reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 137 points. You're listening to NPR. A man accused of firing at a Southern California synagogue last April and killing a woman has pleaded not guilty to charges in San Diego. Three other people were wounded in the Passover attack. John Ernest is also accused of starting a fire at an area mosque in March. Two dozen states are hoping to block Purdue Pharma from paying $38 million in bonuses to company executives. The OxyContin maker is going through bankruptcy. It's accused of fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has more.
Purdue Pharma faces more than 2,000 lawsuits linked to its alleged role boosting the sale of highly addictive opioid medications. The company filed for bankruptcy last month, and its owners, members of the Sackler family, have offered to pay roughly $3 billion in compensation. While that negotiation is underway, Purdue Pharma announced it would pay tens of millions of dollars in bonuses and severance packages to executives. 24 states have now filed legal briefs to block the plan. New York State Attorney General described the payouts as reckless, and Connecticut's AG called the bonuses morally repugnant and said the cash should go instead to help people in recovery. The company says the payments are needed to keep the firm operating. A bankruptcy judge will decide the matter later this month. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Protests continue today in Hong Kong. Police have fired live rounds and hit one protester. This follows another police shooting this week where a protester was shot in the chest but survived. Today, Hong Kong officials decided to ban face masks. Protesters use masks to conceal their identities from Hong Kong police. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.